On the line with us right now from Uganda, Africa, is Dan Dwyer. Now, let me just tell you a bit of background for Dan. He used to be in charge of the radio activities with Dr. Bud Grinstead down in Oxford, Alabama at WTBJ. That's one of our network affiliates in that area. And then the Lord led he and his family out to Uganda to be involved in ministry there. Dan, thank you for being available with us today.
Good to be with you today.
Let me ask you, what are you doing in Uganda? Aren't you still in the radio business out there as well?
We are. We're church planting missionaries here in Sorota, Uganda, and part of our church planting work is done through an FM radio ministry. We call it Calvary Radio.
Now, let me ask you, and this is a very pointed question, are you carrying our broadcast out there?
We are. We have Prophecy Today daily, as well as your weekend program.
Wow, that is great. I am really excited about that, dear brother. Well, thank you so very much for your ministry here in the States and now out there in Uganda. And our prayers will be with you and your family in your ministry as you build a church and, of course, use FM radio. What a great outreach the Lord has opened up for you there. What I wanted to talk to you about is the Lord's Resistance Army. I was talking earlier on the broadcast with Colonel Bob McGinnis in Washington, D.C. I understand that they have sent some special ops forces into Uganda and into Africa for the four countries that are concerned about the LRA, this Lord's Resistance Army. And I know earlier today you had a conversation with one of the politicos there in Uganda. Who was this man that you were talking to?
His name is the Honorable Musa Echeru. He is a member of parliament for one of the districts here in our coverage area, but he is also the minister for relief, disaster preparedness, and for refugees. And formerly, he was the commander for the auxiliary forces of Uganda, specifically for the region here in Soroti where we serve. And they were instrumental in driving back the rebels, the LRA rebels, when they came to our area back in 2003, 2004.
Well, what's so exciting to me is that we were able to get some actualities sent from you there in Uganda here to us at Prophecy Today in Chattanooga. We want to play a couple of excerpts from the interview you had with this man. You asked him, Dan, about how they recruit and who they actually are. Here's what he had to say.
The Lord's Resistance Army is a very weird group of fighters. First of all, they don't recruit, say, like by persuasion, or they recruit by abduction. I have had the privilege of working in, before coming to Eastern Uganda, in some of the areas that were like the epicenters of their treachery. That is particularly Gulu in northern Uganda and the West Nile part of Uganda. In my experience there then, when I was a district commissioner there, was that the LRA was a group that used the word Lord's Resistance Army, but did completely the opposite of what the title suggests. One, they are extremely savage, very brutal, abduct children, and turn particularly the young girls into sex slaves. That is one thing. The other one is they were used by some of our neighbors, and I'm not ashamed to say that the regime then in Khartoum wanted to use them to export terror down the Nile. Because I can say this with certainty, apart from the training, when we went now to fight them, most of the weapons that we captured, there was a lot of evidence to show that they had Arabic inscriptions. That to me was very clear, indicator that they were getting support from some authority. And from the confessions of the combatants that we captured, they indicated to us that they got training through the support of the government of Khartoum then, and also the equipment that they were using for causing mayhem in the country.
It's very interesting, Dan. They're recruiting some children to be involved in this LRA as well, aren't they?
It is. In fact, that's the majority of their soldiers. This war's been going on for over 20 years. The majority of their fighters are children, or were children, that were abducted many of them from boarding schools, from villages which they would raid. They would take them as children and force them into their military service without choice. If they refused, if they tried to run away, they would be beaten severely and often killed.
Wow. That is a very interesting report. Well, I want to continue with his actuality. You ask him about religion and the part it played, if it did indeed play any part in the Lord's Resistance Army. Here were his comments.
It's really a smokescreen. There is no truth in it. Because really, if they were using the tenets of God, and they would not be raping. They would not be abducting young children and turning them into sex slaves. They would. So really, there is no relation between the kind of, you know, the title they have given themselves and their actions. But I think the idea was to wink the world to believe that probably they have a mission that is religious in nature. But there is nothing religious in them. I think all they are out to do is just to cause mayhem.
Religion is just subterfuge as far as the LRA. They call themselves the Lord's Resistance Army. The Lord has nothing to do with this army, does it?
No, the Lord doesn't really have anything to do with their army or with their agenda. Their goal is political power and to cause havoc in our country and now in the neighboring countries here in Central Africa. They are just using it as an excuse, as a crutch, and trying to get support, trying to get sympathizers in the name of religion, but their goal is power and to overthrow the government.
You know, that is very interesting, because that should be the motivation for the United States and some other nations of this world sending some troops in. My report from Colonel McGinnis in Washington was that there are some special ops forces there in that part of Africa, and they're a part of a multinational military operation fighting the LRA. Here's what your Politico there in Uganda had to say about that.
It is, I think, because it's no longer Uganda problem only. The problem has attained global challenge. You realize that the Sudan is still threatened by the remnants of the LRA. They continue to abduct in many provinces in the DR Congo. They have continued to abduct as far as the Central African Republic. So that invites the international community to at least have the attention on LRA and want to help whoever is still pursuing Kony, particularly the government of Uganda, and all those stakeholders in fixing the problem. So it is a welcome idea, although for me, it is something that came a little late, because we lost so many children. Although I rescued very many here with my forces, we still, recent census indicated that close to about 2,000 children are still unaccounted for. We strongly think they must have died, and if those who are still alive are with them, the girls, some of them have continued to escape, and they have experienced a lot of traumatic experiences. The truth is that it should have happened yesterday. It's unfortunate that the international community took a bit of time to wake up.
Dan, this has been a great service to us here in America. We're hearing about these child warriors there in Africa. You've helped us to at least focus on that terrible atrocity that is taking place and what the LRA, the Lord's Resistance Army, is really all about. Thank you so very much for your service. We hope to be in contact with you again, and praise the Lord for the ministry the Lord's opened up for you there in radio as you build a church in Uganda. We'll be praying for you. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.